Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Everyone has a running dialogue in their heads that shapes how we think about ourselves and how we think about our relationships. If that voice is telling us that we're not good enough or we don't deserve love, that will be reflected in everything we do, including our romantic relationships. I'm really interested in learning how we could change the voice in our heads in a way that helps us accept big love and really develop the relationships that we really want in our lives. I am joined today by Dr. Catherine Foster. She's been a marriage and family therapist for 27 years and knows the power of accepting big love in our lives. She's going to talk to us today about how we can shift the way we view ourselves and how we can open our minds and hearts to the love we've always dreamt of. Dr. Catherine Foster, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us to discuss this.
Absolutely. Thank you, Erica. You know, I think there's very few people who wouldn't benefit from psychotherapy, honestly, or at least an honest look at their self-talk.
You know, and we
often tune into the noise of the world, but underneath that, everybody has a voice in their inner head that that is a replica, really, of what happened in childhood. Now, you know, we're all raised by imperfect parents, and I'm not talking about blaming parents. I'm talking about taking responsibility for the outcropping of all that, you know, because when parents parent us imperfectly, we take on some voices that condemn us or belittle us or make us feel worthless or hopeless, you know. And when we tap into those inner voices, we can start changing the way we talk to ourselves, you know. And that's kind of the first step in moving into self-love. Because I think everybody knows, you know, from Jesus' statement on up, you know, that you can't really love somebody else until you love yourself.
Yeah, and I do 100% agree with that. And I started to, you know, work with clients myself on something I call agreements that we make with ourselves. And we do this on a very subconscious level in our childhood by maybe a message we've received from someone else, like we're not worthy of love or we're not good enough or we're made fun of or bullied or whatever. The list goes on and on. But these agreements that we make with ourselves, we can change as we become adults, as long as we are aware of them. Right. So I think a lot of us feel like that, and if you look at past relationships that we've settled, or why did I choose a love that was so mediocre, or how did I allow this to go on? But with that being said, I do believe that they happen for a reason, and there's lessons to be learned, and there's so much you could learn about yourself so that you can grow to really receive the love that you are deserving and the great love that you want.
You know, we used to say that people married their opposite sex parent. You know, now we're more likely to say that you marry the parent that you're not finished doing your processing with. So it could be a mother or a father. But now if that parent was not very good to you, you know, and didn't believe in you, and, you know, we can define love a thousand ways, but honestly, humans, you know, humans don't love perfectly, you know, and we can take that on. But one way to handle this, I think, is to sit down and write out what you, not going back to the superficial, you know, they've got to have this kind of money or they've got to have this kind of job, but more more writing out, how do I want the love, the emotional connection to look like, you know, what would it feel, how would I feel in my ideal relationship, you know? How would I feel about myself, and what does that attunement feel like that I'm seeking, you know? And then don't go for less than that, you know? Everybody does have to be careful, because in the beginning of a relationship, we can have just tremendous attunement, because Mother Nature imbues us with a hormonal cocktail. That consists of upping our dopamine, that makes us very happy with the partner, no matter kind of who they are, you know, and makes us pretty blind, and it ups our testosterone, which makes us sexual, and it lowers our serotonin, which makes us feel blue if we're not around the person, and it raises our norepinephrine, which makes us obsessed with a person. So with that kind of a cocktail, which takes about a year to wear off, please don't sign on the dotted line until it's been way more than a year. I tell people, because we're not in a place to judge the relationship. Now, have fun during that time and enjoy it. It's an amazing thing from Mother Nature, but wait, you know, and keep thinking about the relationship, because that's how a lot of people compromise, is they feel so good in the first year that they just go ahead and commit, you know. Mm-hmm. It seems like this is going to last forever, but that is not true. And one thing that women have to really understand is that men have more oxytocin in their bodies two times during their lives. One is when they're courting a woman, and the other is when she has a baby. So Mother Nature knew he needed that to bond during that time, but that is not going to stay there. Now, he's more talkative. He's more tuned into emotion. He's more like a woman during the courtship. But she has to wait, you know, to see what's it really like? What are we really like, you know?
And
I know that's hard. You know, gosh, a whole year? You know, wow, how much time do I have, you know? But truly, you do have to be careful. You have to protect yourself. And in the meantime, keep working on that self-talk.
I was just going to say, and in the meantime, really tap into what your true desires are. And to be aware if you are settling in some ways, and if you're not, and you really found someone who's fantastic to really become vulnerable in that amount of time, to see if that person honors that vulnerability and can meet you on that same level, because I know that it's scary. I have a lot of people I work with and just, you know, just knowing people that have been through relationships, that do become vulnerable. And then that other person is not really at that same level. And then
exactly.
you have to kind of adjust.
It's quite a quest.
Yeah, it is. It is. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy task, but like you said, it's one of the most rewarding. So that's why we continue to look for love. And how can you, any tips that you could give our listeners on how they can, maybe a checklist or something they should look for to make sure that both partners are going down that same path?
Well, the person you're dating should treat you very well. They should treat waitresses and restaurants very well. they should
treat others.
They should be willing to. I strongly believe this, Erica. They need to be willing to go to marital therapy or couples therapy if they need it. They need to be willing to read a book, because we go into this with such ignorance, and it doesn't help us. You know, it doesn't help us. So if you're dating somebody that won't agree to that, I think the person should say, "Of course, I'll do anything to preserve our relationship."
Right. So to have the open mind and open heart. Yeah. And that's one of the most important qualities is what you're saying.
I
agree. I think that, you know, if someone wants to discuss an issue, that person doesn't need to shut down, that they should have an open mind. And maybe that is a red flag if that person does shut down or walk away or stops calling or, you know, tells you they don't want to talk about it or it's the wrong time to talk about it. You know, we've all been around people that have those kinds of qualities, but some of us don't see those as red flags. So,
I think you have to be careful. You know, I love this quote by D.H. Lawrence, that it says the greatest living experience for every man is his adventure into the woman, and we could say that the other way around too, but he says the man embraces in the woman all that is not himself, and from that one thing comes every new action. And I think romances do empower us to do other things in the world.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. You can find Dr. Catherine Foster at drcatherinefosterphd.com. And you can get all of her books. You want to give the website?
It's books at catherinefosterphd.com. And get
on my
newsletter. Sign up for that too if you like.
Yes, definitely sign up for her newsletter. Thank you, Dr. Catherine Foster. I'm Erica Spiegelman. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for joining us and stay well.